And more new USC news. The suspect in a Halloween shooting on the USC campus was in court today. His pretrial hearing was postponed. But as Emily Mathieu reports, family and friends say he's been unfairly targeted.
On Halloween night, USC students were confronted with the grim reality that violence could penetrate their beloved campus. The shooting at a party in the heart of campus forced a complete lockdown for hours. Olivia Heinle is an executive producer at Annenberg TV News. She was one of the first on scene to cover the incident.
It was very, like, eerie because it was only a giant group of people that were at the party, but they were all quiet, and then just a ton of cop cars everywhere.
The suspected shooter is 19-year-old Brandon Spencer. He was working as a security guard at the Halloween party. Prosecutors say he pulled out a handgun after an argument broke out, injuring himself and three others, none of whom were USC students. Spencer has pleaded not guilty. Friends and family called a news conference before today's scheduled hearing to maintain his innocence. Family members were reportedly stuck in traffic and didn't show up. But Dr. Herbert Baker did. He has known Spencer since he was 15 and is the Grand Master of a Masonic Lodge that Spencer was a member of. The Lodge is a worldwide fraternity that emphasizes charity work and self-improvement.
I've always known him to be a very energetic, you know, well thought of person in the neighborhood. He's not a game banger, in the traditional sense where you think he's out shooting people and doing things like that.
The prosecution does see evidence of gang ties. Spencer is facing four charges of attempted and premeditated murder, in addition to gang enhancement. Today's pretrial was postponed until May 29th. Making headway is a slow process, but I guess that's how we've come to know the legal system. Spencer is still in jail as the road to his trial continues. Emily Mathieu, Annenberg Radio News.